Well, I'm not holding my breath that Joran van der Sloot is going to plead guilty. In fact, maybe it would be a good thing if he didn't and there was a trial and the facts, as the evidence shows, comes out. Joran van der Sloot, as we know, is a master manipulator, narcissistic liar that he is, will do anything to try and manipulate the court system, to manipulate the media. Some will say, well, why not? If it saves him a longer prison sentence by pleading guilty, prisoners do that all the time in North America, cut a deal, a plea bargain, so to speak. Well, I'm sure that that's possible in Peru, too, but according to the Examiner, either Joran van der Sloot's attorney, Luis Jimenez, had indicated to reporters that he would plead guilty to all charges for the slaying of Stephanie Flores. However, when the trial opened on the morning of the 6th, van der Sloot requested more time to decide his plea. It was postponed until Wednesday, January 11th. I think we all know that Mr. van der Sloot will probably pull another stunt, or not, when it comes to the 11th. He will do what he can to try and spin things his way. Will the truth come out with Flores? Yeah, probably. There's more evidence in that case than there was in Natalie Holloway. But again, Mr. van der Sloot, if he has any conscience, if he's any sort of a human being, he's already played this game where he tried to extort money from Beth Holloway. So he knows where Natalie is. He should do the right thing, come forward, and finally close the chapter of the Natalie Holloway case so she could at least come home, or at least the family will know what happened to her. Will we know that Joran's telling the truth when he says this? God only knows. One thing for sure is Mr. van der Sloot will spend a long time in prison. Sooner the better. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.